at a place to live. So I moved in. And thus began the romance of a lifetime. I finally had a roof over my head, sheets, and food. All we did was drink and fight, but she worked at the bar, so it kept us going. With just enough cash for booze, we drank continuously for several months. Then, on my way to find a drink, I ran into one of my old hobo buddies, an older man. I remembered him as an excessive drinker, an alcoholic. And here he was, walking toward me down the street in a white shirt, tie, and suit, looking marvelous, with a big smile on his face. He told me he'd quit drinking, and how he'd managed to do it, and how much better he felt. My first thought was, if he can do that, I can do that, and much better, because I'm only 33. He took me down to this club where there were some other recovered alcoholics. I drank coffee while they all told me how they had changed. It looked like they might have something here. If they could do this, maybe, just maybe I could too. Their enthusiasm was catching. I began to feel excitement inside, but had no idea why. I rushed off to tell my new girlfriend about what had happened and how great it would be if we quit drinking. "You're nuts," she yelled at me. "You can just drag your rear back to your refrigerator car. I've got parties to go to." Although I seemed unable to transmit my excitement, I told her more. The next day, we both quit drinking. There are no words to explain why it happened or how it happened. It just did. It was a miracle. Every day we were able to stay sober was another gift from a higher power I had given up on many long years before. The next year, we took a job managing a camp outside